The Insurance and Banking Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley.
Here.
Vice Chair Fetterhoff.
Here.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite.
Winner, here.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown. Driscoll. Fabricio.
Here.
Gia Lombardo.
Here.
Haig is excused. Hans Schofsky.
Here.
Coster.
Here.
Maggart.
Here.
Rayner.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Toledo. Zika.
Present.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Let the record reflect that a quorum is present. Before we begin, just a reminder to please silence your electronic devices. I want to welcome everybody back this morning. Today we have six bills on the agenda, and we will go ahead and get started with that. So we're going to start with PCS for House Bill 389, Money Services Businesses. Representative Zika. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair DeSegley. Good morning, Vice Chair Fetterhoff, Ranking Member Wilhite, and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present PCS for HB 389, Money Services Businesses. Members, the subject legislation is a legislative priority for the Office of Financial Regulation. Last year, the Federal Bureau of Investigations informed the Office of Financial Regulation that it found the definitions in Chapter 560 for responsible person and control of a money services business to be overly broad. PCS for HB 389 updates the definition of a responsible person and control of a money services business in Chapter 560. The subject legislation addresses the FBI's concerns by repealing the definition of a responsible person and removing the term entirely from the statute, proposing a new term, control person, which is more narrowly tailored to meet the request, and incorporating the new control person term throughout the chapter. This is an important legislation for the Office of the Financial Regulation, and this is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, public testimony? Okay, we've got Russell Weigel, Office of Financial Regulation. Waiving his support, thank you. That concludes public testimony. Members, any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Okay, seeing none, Representative Zika, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you again, Chair DeSegley, Vice Chair Fetterhoff, and Ranking Member Wilhite, and members of the committee. Like I said earlier, this is an important piece of legislation, and it's a priority for OFR, and I ask for your favorable support. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig is excused. Hans Schofsky?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder? Tant?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
The bill passes, sir.
Thank you, members, by your vote. PCS for House Bill 389 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
Okay, next up, we are going to... We will take up CS for House Bill 265, Value of Motor Vehicles Exempt from Legal Process, by Representative Gottlieb. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair, and thank you. Good morning, committee members. I am proud to present House Bill 265. The intention of this bill is to raise from $1,000 to $5,000 the value of an exempt vehicle in a bankruptcy. This statute has not been changed or modified as to the value since 1993. That is the bill.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Members, any questions? Any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, any public testimony? No public testimony. Members, any debate? Any debate on the bill? You are recognized.
Thank you. Rep Gottlieb, just wanted to thank you for bringing this bill. It's going to be really helpful to consumers and helping people keep their cars where they're going through a particularly tough time. So good on you for catching that in the statute and for bringing this forward. We appreciate it.
Okay, members, any further debate? Any further debate? Representative Gottlieb, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I can't take credit for catching it. I put out on social media, Facebook in particular, to all my constituents what they think we could do as a legislative body to improve Florida law, and a bankruptcy practitioner, Chad Van Horn, suggested this change, and I appreciate your all support. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Gottlieb, having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fedehoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives, Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gio Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig is excused. Hans Schofsky?
Yes.
Foster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder? Tant?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
Thank you, members. By your vote, CS for House Bill 265 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, members, we will now take up House Bill 689. Let me back up for a second. Hold that thought. We're going to take up House Bill 951, Domestic Surplus Lines Insurers, by Representative Gregory. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members. Members, House Bill 951, a pretty simple bill, actually, kind of a long explanation about domestic surplus lines of insurance, but really what it will allow to do is a company that's domiciled in Florida to sell in the domestic surplus lines insurance market. They can already do that. They can set up a subsidiary company, another company in another state, and sell in the surplus lines market here. But this bill will simply allow them to be domiciled here and where they'll continue to be regulated by OIR that already regulates them. That is the bill.
Okay, thank you, members. Any questions on the bill? You're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Rep. Gregory. I just have one question, which is, do you remember the final score of the softball game last night?
If you're comfortable answering that question, Representative, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the good question, but, you know, in the spirit of all good legislative answers, I do not recall the score to that game.
Great answer.
I think 14 to 2.
All right, members, any further questions? Any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, any public testimony? We got George Feju, FCCI. Waiving in support. Thank you, sir. That concludes public testimony. Members, any debate? Any debate on the bill? You're recognized. Representative Tant, you're recognized in debate.
I don't have any debate. I just want to tell you this is a good bill, and I'm glad you brought it forward. Thank you.
Any further debate? Representative Gregory, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I'll just say thank you to the members and waive close.
Having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fedehoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives, Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gio Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig is excused. Hans Schofsky?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder? Tant?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 951 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Okay, Members, we will now take up House Bill 689, Workers' Compensation Benefits for First Responders, by Representative G. Lombardo. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Vice Chair. Thank you, Ranking Member, and members to present this this bill. This in 2018, this body recognized that PTSD was a big issue, especially in our first responders community. In fact, Rep. Snyder just informed me in the last couple of weeks, Palm Beach County lost a firefighter to suicide in Martin County, and then to St. Lucie County police officers, husband and wife, killed themselves a few days apart. So these things are continuous. I know it's always been recognized in the military that PTSD exists, and now it's great that we have recognized that it exists in our first responders. So in 2018, you passed a bill that allowed a claim to be made, a workman's comp claim for a first responder. They had to report the event after 90 days of the event, and then they had 52 weeks from the event to make the claim. This just simply adds that the 52 weeks is from either the incident or the diagnosis. So it allows them, if somebody comes up with a diagnosis at 55 weeks, it allows them 52 weeks beyond that to make the claim. And that is the bill.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, we've got public testimony. Jennifer Pritt, Florida Police Chiefs Association. She's waving in support, thank you. Matt Puckett, Florida Police Benevolent Association. He's waving in support somewhere. And Edward Hudal, Florida Police Chief. Waving in support, thank you, sir. And we've got Stefan Dembinski, Florida Police Chiefs Association. Thank you, sir. Waving in support. And Meredith Stanfield, Florida Professional Firefighters. Waving in support. Thank you. That concludes public testimony. Members, any debate on the bill? Representative Hanshofsky, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you very much, Chair. And Rep. Gia Lombardo, I just want to thank you for this good bill. I think we need to continue to bring attention to the trauma and the mental health struggles that our first responders continue to face, especially in the line of work that they're in. And your bill gives them more opportunity to access benefits and anything we can do to continue to encourage them to get the help they need for the work they do is wonderful, and I just want to thank you for the bill.
Representative Tant, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, I want to thank you for bringing this bill. I became aware, I have an amazing professor here who started what's called the Second Alarm Project in Tallahassee. It's actually across the Panhandle and down to Suwannee, and it is a peer mentoring and peer support program for first responders, because as she taught me when she was talking to me about this, suicide is the leading cause of death for our firefighters, and they really need trauma-informed specialists, and so PTSD is a very real hazard for our first responders, and I just wanted to say thank you for this bill. I'll be a strong yes. Thank you.
Okay, members, any further debate? Ranking Member Wilhite, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A little bit of levity here. This bill is a home run. It's not a grand slam like the member that passed the bill in 2018, me. But in all seriousness, you know, in 2018, I worked on this so hard with the help of this legislature to get a workers' comp benefit that hadn't been passed in the Florida legislature in decades. And unfortunately, like every piece of legislation that we do, we try and work on it for the best we can, but we don't hit every mark. And this is a piece of that legislation that's going to try and help fix it. Because unfortunately, we still have first responders that aren't taking advantage of this benefit because of the stigmatism, because of the concerns, or because of as in this bill, things don't always manifest as quickly as we think they're going to. And so this bill gives the opportunity for those manifestations to be recognized and to be taking advantage of this program, hopefully, and it will truly help save lives. And I know this because that coworker 2 weeks ago was a friend of mine. I worked with him. He worked for my department. 6 months before that, another coworker on my shift, on my day at the neighboring station, decided he couldn't take it anymore, and he went in the bunk room at the fire station and took his life. That affected the entire rest of the station, and we've also lost another coworker from his military experience, not to mention this act happening. He went out on a PTSD disability, but it is happening every day. And as you said, this has happened in our military for years, and it took them way too long to recognize that those things were happening. But every day our first responders are working in war zones on our streets in this state and seeing some of the same effects. And so, and truly why this bill goes to, you know, the underlying advantage, the benefit is to save lives, to keep first responders working. But the loss to the community when a first responder takes their life isn't just that life. It's the training, the experience, the knowledge, the investment in those first responders. That it takes them to be a community because they are baseball coaches, they're members of your church, they're friends and neighbors. And so any life lost, especially in this field that I've spent a lifetime working in, is truly a monumental loss. So I really appreciate you working on this bill, and I can't wait to see this benefit be added to our workers' comp benefits. Thank you for doing this, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rep. Will Hite. Well said. Members, any further debate? Any further debate? Representative, I want to say thank you for bringing forward this good bill and being a champion in this very important issue. Anything we can do for our first responders is just critical. And, for me personally, when we have bills like this moving through the process, it's a gratifying feeling because this is the reason why I stepped up and ran for office and to impact lives in such a meaningful way. For me, I could always put my head on my pillow and sleep really well, and I appreciate your leadership on this bill. So you're recognized to close.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, committee, for the kind words and the support on this. I think some of us, Rep. Snyder and Rep. Smith, we know all of us served overseas in a combat theater. That PTSD, I personally don't know a single person who's really gotten it right away, or it's been, sometimes it takes years for it to actually kind of manifest into something where they can't manage anymore. And this gives them the ability to do that. This gives our first responders the ability, after they've seen a child, lose their life in an accident, and it gives them the ability after they have their first child, and they start to experience some symptoms, some nightmares, things like that. It gives them the ability to go see somebody, get diagnosed, and still make a claim after that 52 weeks, so they can stay on the job. And that's an important part of this. So I thank everybody, and I thank you for your support.
Okay, Representative G. Lombardo, having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegli?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fedahoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Will Hite?
Yes.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gil Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig is excused. Hans Schofsky?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Toledo? Zika?
Yes.
The bill passes.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 689 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Okay, members, we are now on to House Bill 353. Excuse me. We will take up PCS for House Bill 353, Mortgage Payoff Letters by Representative Fabricio. And I got to tell you, I had to go and check to see how many bill slots you had, because I could have swore you've at least presented 15 bills in our committee. But you're in good shape. You're under the limit. So you are recognized to explain your bill once again.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. I'm going to try to file a few more. Members, PCS for HB 353 makes technical changes and fixes to mortgage payoff letters. It's a whole series of changes. I've communicated with each of you. That is the bill.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing no questions, public testimony. Yep, let's back up. Rep. Hunchowski, you're recognized for a question.
Sorry about that, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Representative Fabrizio, I just had one question regarding on page 3, on line 51, where it says, shall send or cause to be sent. I had a constituent reach out to me questioning what the meaning of cause to be sent is and wondering if that could be made something more definitive in the bill.
You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Rep. Hunchowski. I really appreciate your question. We've worked on this language back and forth with the stakeholders quite a bit. I'm happy to, after this committee hearing, sit with you and work with you and listen to your concerns and your constituents' concerns and work through it for the next committee hearing, if that's okay with you.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Representative Rayner, you are recognized for a question. Yeah, I thought you raised your hand. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Any further questions? Any further questions? Okay, public testimony. Gary Sumner, First American Title Insurance Company. Waving in support. Thank you. Got Doug Bell. He waves in support. David Daniel, Agent Section Florida Land Title Association. Waving support, thank you. Nicole Hayes, First National Title Insurance Company. Waving in support, thank you. And Lyron Ofer, excuse that can't, I'm sorry, I butchered that up, can't. Okay, waving in support, thank you. And we've got Kenneth Pratt, Florida Bankers Association. Thank you, sir. Waving in support. And Warren Husband, Attorneys Title Fund Services. Waves in support. Thank you. And Carrie Hebrank. She is a proponent of the bill. Waving in support. Okay. Does that conclude public testimony? Okay, that concludes public testimony. Members, any debate? Any debate on the bill? Representative Hunchowski, in debate.
Thank you, Chair. And Representative Fabrizio, I just want to thank you for your open communication always and the hard work you do on all the bills you file, I'm not sure how many of them, but all of them. And I appreciate the opportunity to just clarify some of the concerns that one of my constituents had. And I appreciate that. And I will be voting up today to allow us to continue to work on this. Thank you.
Any further debate? Members, any further debate? Okay, seeing none, Representative Fabrizio, you're recognized to close on your 25th bill.
Thank you, Chair. I want to thank you, Chair, and I want to thank the committee staff for working with me on this, as well as all the stakeholders. It's been a big pull, but we've been moving along. With that, I close.
Okay, Representative Fabrizio, having closed on his bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSeg.
Yes.
Vice Chair Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabrizio?
Yes.
Giolombardo?
Yes.
Haig is excused. Hunchowski?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
Thank you, members, by your vote. PCS for House Bill 353 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. And last but not least, members, we will take up House Bill 1023, Insolvent Insurers, by, it's going to shock you, Representative Fabrizio. You are recognized. You are recognized once again.
Thank you, Chair. It's like deja vu all over again. Members, House Bill 1023 makes technical tweaks to guarantee fund collection processes as well as data available to the National Council on Compensation Insurance for rate making submitted by insolvent workers' compensation insurance. Members, that is the bill.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, any public testimony? Robert Reyes, Florida Work Compensation Guarantee Fund. Waiving in support, thank you, sir. Tim Meenan, Florida Insurance Guarantee Association. Thank you very much. He's waving, standing. He's standing and waving in support. We appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. That concludes public testimony. Members, any debate? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Fabrizio, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. Wave closed.
Okay, Representative Fabrizio, having wave closed on his bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegli?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives, Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabrizio?
Yes.
Gio Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig, excused. Honchovsky?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Toledo?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 1023 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Okay, members, there is no further business. That will conclude our agenda for today's meeting. Let's see. Representative Zika moves, we rise. And without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, now I get to go work on the other thing.